This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trust is the word of the day today. How do you do? The quote of the day today. By the way, this is the Good Day program. We have all the uniqueness of Jen. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria with our perspectives on what's going on. So I'll start with mine. My mental attitude will give my entire personality a drawing power that attracts the circumstances, things, and people that you think about the most. I spent yesterday in Zen land, Jen.
I can tell with those quotes.
Right. So Napoleon Hill writes, your mental attitude gives your entire personality a drawing power that attracts the circumstances, things, and people you think about. In other words,
thoughts are things.
They are. Thoughts are things. And whatever you're thinking about most will give you what it is that you're thinking about. That's the whole business behind thoughts of things, and the Napoleon Hill books are all about think and grow rich, that sort of thing. Well, I mean, it is what you're thinking about. What you're thinking about will become a reality. And sometimes our thoughts screw up our lives, and sometimes we listen to the wrong people, we don't listen to our own guidance, and then, it creates a hole, and then you've got to figure out how to get out of the hole. Sometimes you're right there. I think that what I'm realizing, this came to me yesterday in a moment of infinite organization of my brain, that I need to leave things alone.
That's good.
Huh? Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let it be, right?
Let it be. We're going to have a new contest starting today. You send us pictures of your navel. What I would like is to get a collection of people's navels and post them on Twitter and Facebook, starting with Jennifer, Victoria, and Carol.
This is a dangerous game we're playing.
Why? What's the problem?
I will send you a picture of an orange.
A navel orange.
Well, how did you know that wasn't where I was going? You see, you spoiled the whole thing by coming up with that before I had a chance to get to my bit. Nice going, Kara. Thanks a lot.
How dare you?
Yes, how dare you. Okay, so the good news for those of you who are going, there's a gas station, had a lot of bad weather in the south over the weekend, so the focus was on the south. Louisiana, 4 people died, floods. You know the stories of pictures of people being pulled? It's like a movie, like a Jason Bourne movie. The car goes out of the water and somebody breaks the window and gets somebody out of the car. And there's still a lot of people who...
Did you see the story of the one guy who... I guess there was a woman in a convertible and she was drowning.
Yeah,
and then he went in and got her and went back and got her little chihuahua. And I don't know how the dog hadn't drowned already, but he saved them both.
Yeah, right. So there are always lots of good stories like this that come as a result of... We've been talking about the wild weather and how weird the weather from the Gulf all the way up pretty much the Mississippi and east of there has been hot, humid, and wild. The lightning and thunderstorms, some of the video you can see posted of that stuff. Last week it was the posting of the meteorites and how cool that was. And then now there are pictures of lightning, some of the video of the lightning in the sky that actually, if you take away from the violence potential that lightning has, it's quite beautiful. I'm scared. There are very few things in life that I will admit that create fear in me. One of them is lightning. I just don't
so
like
cute.
Lightning. Why?
It's part of your dog soul.
Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. You related so much to your wonderful dog, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Maybe she gave you the fear of lightning.
Maybe. She didn't
Do
like
dogs
it
have
yeah.
a natural
she
fear
would.
Of lightning?
Oh,
oh
wow.
I don't think they like
thunder.
It. Thunder.
Thunder.
For
that
sure.
noise.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlotte
yeah, some
used to come upstairs
yeah.
and shake. She had epilepsy a little bit. and she would just get into, she'd get into these breathing. She wouldn't, she'd breathe heavily, and then she'd just kind of like just stop. And I had to hold her, and oftentimes it was around things like that when there were noises that she couldn't understand. She just would get into this place and almost fall down. You know, she actually, I remember a few times during her life that she did fall down. And you just hold her, and she'd come back in 4, 5, 6 minutes. But it was, you know, just, that kind of stuff is scary unless you're used to it. I don't know, how do you get used to it? How do you like it? That's what I always have.
Well, I think if you can find the beauty in it, you can like it.
Really? I just acknowledge the beauty in it, but that doesn't mean I like it anyway. Okay, so while we're down south, there's a a company called Stewart's, which actually goes from New York down through the Appalachians and into the south. And they've got a new deal going. This week's special, change your oil, we'll give you a ham.
If you, a ham?
A ham.
Like a ham ham?
A ham ham.
Like a spam ham?
Or like... No, no, a real ham. Like a big piece of ham. You want to have a, like they have a 5-pound ham from Honey of a Ham and some of the local...
I'm skeptical enough buying flowers at a gas station. I don't think even if I did eat meat, I'd want a ham from a gas station. I think it's an odd thing to look for at a gas station, for sure. But hey, you know, I'm no ham snob. I'll take a look at it.
No. All right, so the 60 Minutes story yesterday that attracted my attention, Leslie Stahl revealing that life insurance companies are withholding payments owed to a lot of beneficiaries. Did you see that?
Yeah, we were getting ready to go to dinner. It was on in the background. I found it really disturbing.
Well, but you see, this is cut out of the same page. You've heard me talking about this suit that I've had going with SPS and the bank that holds a mortgage on my house in California. This is the same kind of stuff. These are scams that these people have been able to get away with. You know, we hear all this regulation, the EPA is all over farmers and making everybody's life miserable. Where the hell are the regulators when it comes to this stuff?
Right.
Or to the banks who are still screwing everybody over 8 ways from Sunday. This is something life insurance companies admitted to no wrongdoing, but they have agreed to pay out a $7.5 billion in settlements. How do you find out?
For fun, right?
Say again.
I mean, if they don't admit wrongdoing, but they're going to bail out, give out all that money in settlements. I mean, obviously there must have been an issue.
There's a website, Carrie. I mean, Victoria, you saw that you can go to if you didn't get this. You can go to the CBS website. That's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And
we can post the story on Facebook, too.
Yeah, that's
Twitter.
A good idea. Yeah. For those of you who think you're getting it, on the, you're getting the, as they say in the, my father used to call it getting in the zut, getting it in the neck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have a question that I would like to discuss in a moment. Why is it, remember, did you see the video on this woman who for 6 straight Olympics has won the, it's a skeet tournament, is it not? Did you see the story of her? Or did you not see it because the news media has basically blanked out coverage because she saw it spoken in being pro-Second Amendment? The story, why don't you, we'll have a couple of quick words from some of our sponsors. You guys all Google this woman and why it is that, in my mind, she's not getting the publicity that she... This is the first woman to medal in 6 straight Olympics.
Huh.
And she's a skeet shooter. But nobody covers her because, in my opinion, she is not looked upon favorably because she's pretty out there when it comes to the Second Amendment, and most of the news media doesn't like that. So you can make up your own mind. We'll talk about it in a moment. You have 15 past the hour.
Burger King presents... Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Safe. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
All right, it's 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the story of Kimberly Road, who is back for her sixth Olympic Games this year, representing the United States, 37 years old, competing in one event, the women's skeet shoot. As a result of her winning, or at least being even the fact that she's there, I don't know that much about any of this stuff. But I know that when I sort of put two and two together here, this event, it sort of follows a chain of disrespect for women, generally speaking, and what they're doing. I mean, it's nice to have Michael Phelps and Mr. Bolt and all these other people getting a lot of credit.
Yeah, there's good stories there, but there's some good stories with the women, too. And I think you hit on something here because of the sport, because most of the media has a left-leaning bias. There's some naysaying to her accomplishments because of the sport. In fact, NBC covered her as being the only Olympian to get six medals and medal in six different Olympics. Uh-huh. And they started the article with Kim Road couldn't lift her infant son 3 years ago, and basically downplayed the fact that ski shooting is a sport. They said the active shooting requires fewer physical attributes, extending Olympic lifespans. I mean, really going after the sport, saying it's no big deal, even though obviously this is an accomplishment.
Yeah,
we haven't even heard of her.
It's a fairly long article, and so I thought, oh, okay, they wrote something long, but I'm reading it, and it is very bizarre the way that it's written. I mean, one of the lines says, one can argue that her accomplishment doesn't equate to Michael Phelps winning four straight 200 medley individual relays and some other stuff, but at least recognize what it took for her to get here. But the way they phrase it, saying, oh, you might say she's not as good as these other people, and I'm like, well, nobody would say that, but you just did. It's very,
that's the philosophy that's there. That's,
yeah, every single paragraph
hidden.
Has kind of a negative connotation to it. It's very odd. Yeah.
Well, she won the bronze, not the gold. So
well, but so what? It's just a pattern of women in general, but this was a pretty good example because of an unpopular position taken by her, or at least that some don't like. And so she doesn't get the kind of coverage that she deserves, and a lot of others are in that same boat, and I think that's the point. It's 21 past the hour.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Adele was going to be invited to perform at the 2017 Super Bowl, but she said, no, 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 no. She shut down the rumors. She was in L.A., Jen, on Saturday.
I wish I could have gone.
I know. Well, we can't afford those seats.
No.
She said, first of all, I'm not doing the Super Bowl. She was talking to the crowd. I mean, come on. That show is not about music. And I don't really, can't dance or anything like that. They were very kind. They did ask me, but I said, no, 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 no. She probably didn't say it like that. But I think she's basically very shy, from what I gather, and reading some of the story behind the story, the things that happen after she leaves the concert hall. She's usually pretty nervous, although she hides it well. I think once she gets into the zen of singing her own songs, I mean, I've listened and watched that the thing they taped in New York last year, which got a couple of special airings, was quite good.
Yeah.
And the relaxation that she seems to feel as she's performing is one thing, but then afterwards, I mean, I think one of those shows they showed her crying in the elevator.
I think it's true, though, that she doesn't necessarily have the kind of performance that you would expect to see from the Super Bowl. It's all about, you know, this huge production, and when I think of her performances, you know, it's all about her. And they're more simplistic.
How cool would it be to see the Super Bowl stadium just go dark and have just Adele's voice ring through it? It would be.
I mean, it would
cool.
be. That would be a great be moment.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it would be. Also, musically, Demi Lovato taking to Twitter over the weekend to apologize for a comment which she and her mother joked about people in Rio having the Zika virus.
People need to chill out.
They really do.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are we going to be upset about every little thing that someone utters?
I mean, who hasn't made this joke about everyone getting Zika?
Everybody down in Rio going to get the Zika virus.
You know, this is one of the dangers that come with social media, is that people who have no lives can just scan around and find one little thing that can be taken the wrong way, and they blow it up.
Annoying. She said in response to all of the hashing and bashing being sent her way, in no way did I mean to offend anybody. Let's see, I was laughing at how southern my mom sounded not the issue at hand.
She said that. Now she's going to get crap for making fun of people sounding Southern.
Right, yeah.
There's no
yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no way to win
in these sorts of things. And that's what happens today. There's the exposure that you get. Everybody's exposed. And these things gain tremendous. I mean, look at all of this stuff. We want to have something come about on Twitter so you get publicity. People all say, yeah, that's the dumb difference what they say. Just make sure that they spell my name right. Speaking of that, the Bee Gees. B-E-E-G-E-E. That's how they spelled their... That's the group. But there aren't any Bee Gees left. The only one left is Maurice. The rest of them are all dead. And now the mother
Barry
has died.
Is Barry Gibb still alive?
Barry is still alive. Barry's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only one. The brothers Maurice and what was the other twin's name?
Robin and Andy.
Robin. Yeah.
Good
yep,
job.
They're all gone. Yep, yep, yep. Very
I only know this from, well, I know this 100% from Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon doing the Barry Gibb talk show on SNL.
Right. Yeah.
That's my frame of reference.
So Barbara, the mother, died at the age of 95 over the weekend. There's a daughter, by the way. The Bee Gees had one daughter, one sister named Leslie.
And she had a really deep voice, just to mix it up.
Really, Leslie did?
No, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny?
It would be hilarious. She's a baritone. And all the
she lived in Miami the past 20 years. They had five children, Barbara and Hugh Gibb. And they managed the Bee Gees when they first became popular. 200 million albums they've sold worldwide. God love them. All right, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Ever wake up in the middle of the night or sitting around in a quiet room hearing your dog or cat walking on wood or tile and the clicking of their nails? Well, it's very important to keep your pet's nails trimmed. I know what a lot of you are thinking, but I tried, but when I clip them, they bleed. Think about this. Every nail has a vein in it, and if you clip them too short, of course they're going to bleed. So the best way to resolve that is just clip the tip, wait a few days because that vein recedes, and then clip a little bit more. If you have any questions, have your vet show you exactly how it's done and show you the technique, because it's really important to understand the concept that as our dogs get older, and I've seen so many dogs with those long nails, people don't realize it's painful. They're not jumping on the couch as much as they used to be. It can really exacerbate arthritis and even cause more problems with dogs that may have hip dysplasia. If your dog doesn't like having its feet touched, start off gradually by massaging them. Little by little, you will gain the confidence and eventually be able to keep those nails nice and trimmed. A good pedicure. I'll more next time.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
On Monday the 15th of August, I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air with our perspective on what's going on. 20,000 people rescued, one big mess with all of the rain continuing in Louisiana anyway. And so what does that mean? Global warming, it is
here
true.
I am, here
it
I
is
am.
True. Is it true or not? Hot? Is it true or not? Hot? I don't know. But this is certainly a polarizing issue. And it's beginning to worm its way into, work its way into, I was thinking about Justin Bieber, the discussion for Republicans, it's one way, and Democrats, it's another way. Just another reason to argue about something. Surely we could, if we were intelligent, we could see that there's something on both sides of the argument to be dismissed and also to be believed. And why don't we do this with more things instead of just saying, now I'm right, it sounds so immature to listen to some of that stuff with these people going back and forth. It's so important for someone to be right. Have you ever noticed that? Even in your own relationships with husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or mother or father or whoever, I'm right. And oftentimes you are, and sometimes you aren't. So what's so hard about it? This is one of the things I was thinking about on the floor when I was zenning out yesterday, listening to those chants for those of you who didn't hear me tell the story in the last half hour, I just spent yesterday afternoon listening to certain types of music and just zoning out. I was on the floor in my studio for an hour or more, just listening, and then started to think about things. That's one of the things I thought about, how people have to be right. Now, you don't always have to be right, because you aren't always right. I'm not always right. I've made a hell of a lot of mistakes in my life. And so has Jennifer, and so has Victoria, and so has Karen, and so have you. But it's owning up to them, and then trying to have people understand that you're a human being. You look at their mistakes and say, I forgive you, and they look at yours and say, I forgive you, and then you move on. But with things like global warming, nope, this is the way it is.
Well,
no,
there's also a lot
that's
of
not
money.
The way it is.
There's also a lot of money and power associated
yes,
with
there is.
Warming.
Right. There
so this is
a lot
more
of
than
self.
Just a oopsie. This is yeah. Admitting, you know, I mean, there's just a lot that goes with it.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so here's the news from Orland Park, Illinois today. Big problem over the weekend with a milk theft. According to the local newspaper, somebody ripped off $43 worth of milk from the doorsteps of a home. This is a suburban Chicago community. Two coolers holding 13 bottles of 2% milk and one bottle of skim milk went missing. The Oberweis dairy folks say there have been less than 10 milk thefts so far this year. The company replacing the stolen milk at no charge. This is an area.
Why is there milk sitting outside somewhere?
Well, but you see, listen, isn't that a great. Listen to the question.
Those,
this, is how, this is how. Milk, this is how milk was delivered, and in some areas where they're going back to home delivery. Hello, okay. Those of you who grew up who think the milk comes from the store. No, it comes from cows on the farm. And gee whiz. There were these old Divco milk trucks that were around for almost 50 years. And these Divco milk trucks, certainly you must have seen a picture of an old milk delivery truck, Kara and Victoria, someplace.
I've seen, like, a man in a white uniform with a little red bow tie delivering milk.
Yeah.
Right. How a lot of kids were born, Victoria.
Milkman.
Your dad is historic. Other people know it was a Divco man.
Yes. At any rate. The idea here is that there's two parts of the story. One, that home delivery is starting up again for some dairies, people in the locavore frame of mind that want to have really local milk delivered to their home, and that people were going around. It's so new that people are going around. This I remember the little sort of aluminum metal boxes. That when the milkman came, he put the milk in the little box. And then you'd know it was there, and you went out and got it and put it in the refrigerator. In glass bottles, there was usually room for four or six bottles, and they would deliver every other day. That's how milk was delivered. When I was a kid, there was no milk in the store. No milk. You got milk from the delivery man who brought it around. That was it. And then, you know, eventually, as things became more sophisticated, quote-unquote, it was delivered to the stores and it was cheaper, so people bought it when they went to the grocery store. Was it as good? No. Is it as good now? No. But that's the way people sort of have accepted it. But the people who think it through think, wow, this is fresher, this is better for my family, let's get it this way. So that's the story.
Well, it makes sense that type of milk is being delivered again. I mean, everyone has, you know, co-op, farm type, or what do they call them? CSO or
CSAs.
CSA.
CSAs, right.
And a lot of people, does that, like, community share or something?
Community supported agriculture, that's what it is.
Oh, right. So it makes sense that, you know, a lot of people are doing that again, and if it's better and fresher milk, that's great. Yeah. Just make sure you go get it so no one steals it. That's the moral of the story. Protect your milk with a shotgun.
Yes.
Right. Second Amendment right to defend your milk.
Jennifer, what's the story with the wildfires in Northern California? 4,000 acres, homes, that sort of thing. What's happening is that this is not where they normally are. This is further north than they normally are, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a little farther north, but this time around, this summer particularly, has been so rough for California that the air quality has actually been impacted. Mm-hmm. There have been so many fires that this is the unhealthiest air quality like since the 70s for Southern California, for California probably as a whole. And the area that you're talking about is called Lower Lake and Clear Lake. They've been evacuated. It's kind of north of San Francisco, so higher than usual. And usually the higher you get towards Oregon, the less chance you are of having fires like this one. But this one, again, is a big one, and it's just because this drought is so big and everything is so dry.
Yeah, everywhere. It's the drought has, although we've had a break in it here. We had rain in, mostly because of the humidity. Most of the Northeast had, you must have had rain, Kara, in Washington. You had it in New York over the weekend, I'm sure. We had it here in New England. The drought
little
level
flash
down.
Storms, though. Yeah. I mean, not, right. Yeah, nothing, yeah. Nothing significant.
So we've had some soaking rain here. Things are not as brown as they are. But yeah. Now I can't get, I'm trying to save whatever hay I can on the farm because there's so much brown now. But it's going to rain for the next 3 or 4 days here, off and on. You know, a shower here, a shower there. And that spoils what you can do, at least in the end of the world that I'm talking about. So what do we have? One more quickie, and then we're going to do the TV news. The birth rates. I suppose this, for me, this is good news. The U.S. fertility rate falling to the lowest point since records
were... That's not good news.
Started. Why? I think it is.
I mean, it's good news that the population growth has slowed down, but because it's due to fertility, I mean, that's pretty scary,
well,
actually.
There are several reasons. I think the fertility rate... number of births out of 1,000 women between the ages of 15 to 44. In the first 3 months of the year, the fertility rate in the U.S. fell to the lowest level. Rate was 59 births per 1,000 women. And but I'm thinking the fertility rate is almost an individual decision, whether you want to have children or you don't want to have children. This is part of the indication... And part of why the white person is going to be the minority in the next 15, 20 years. Because this is not the birth rates among white. This is the way this should read. White women. Because there are plenty of Hispanics and Asians and others that are coming into the country that are having births at a far higher rate than this. So I think if I look, I'm happy to see the birth rate down everywhere across the board, in our country, in Asia. The planet can't support all these people. Sooner or later, something really wild is going to have to give. We have too many people in our country, too many people around the world. So that's why I said this is a good story, because we need to have fewer people on the planet. Now, I understand, Jennifer, why you would say, well, not really good, because it seems to indicate that women are not fertile.
Yeah, well, it's showing that fewer women who are teens and in their 20s are having babies, and they're waiting till later in life. Yeah, of course. Mm. So, and then there's more access to birth control and things like that. So women in their 30s and 40s, there's an uptick, actually, in births, even though the overall birth rate is down.
Yeah.
But women are, you know, and white women who are, you know, there is an issue. A lot of white women who are working, and especially here in New York City, you don't really see a whole lot of girls having babies until they're in their late 30s and early 40s. And it also at that point, because biology, you need some science to help you have a kid.
You need some help.
And science is expensive. Yep. And then you can maybe afford one kid and not two. And kindergarten in a private school is $40,000 in New York City. So it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of factors.
A lot of factors. Okay, what were the factors that led to Thomas Gibson, one of the most recognizable faces on Criminal Minds, getting canned on Friday? That story in the TV report up next here.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, let's get right to it. A couple of big stories here that's all over the social media. Thomas Gibson has hired a couple of L.A. lawyers after he got fired from Criminal Minds after getting into a fist fight with a writer.
You know, there should just be a rule. As someone who has to employ people, Dougie, I know you can kind of go with me on this. Mm. You're supposed to, like, be able to come up with reasons when you fire people, even when they're at-will employees. But I think a reason, a valid reason, should be that you're just a jerk.
Yeah.
I just want to fire you because you're a jerk.
Apparently,
sorry.
This guy is just a jerk.
He has a huge reputation for being a jerk. I knew someone who worked on that show, and he said that the crew, the cast, like, everybody would just kind of, like, tiptoe around this guy because he just had such a temper and was just not nice. Not a nice person.
He won't be back. So that's one of the two leads. He and what's his face? Isn't that awful? I can't remember. What's the other big actor?
Is it like Shamar Moore or something like that?
He left.
He left
earlier last spring. But no, the other...
Is it Joe Montana that's
Joe Montana, right. Yeah. No, it's not.
No. I don't know. I don't watch it.
Montana was on it. But there's another...
Who's the little squirrely guy with the glasses from Lost?
Is he
on this show?
That's Person of Interest.
Yeah. No. Right. All right, anyway.
I'm no help.
No help. But we got the
close.
Point. So Netflix and this Making a Murderer is... This is like the old show that had... What was that other guy who...
I thought it was kind of like Robert Durst on
Durst.
The Jinx.
That's
now,
right,
yeah, they're different
right.
scenarios, but they're kind of similar.
True crime.
Yeah, true crime features.
Right. So this is the conviction was overturned. This guy who was followed in the show, Brendan Dassey,
right.
Does that spoil it?
So and you know, it's so funny because I had people tell me, my friend Courtney told me, she's like, oh, this guy's innocent. You need to watch the show. I never did watch it, and I didn't like what I heard necessarily, and I probably made a decision that the guy wasn't. He was using this for his own personal gain, but who knows? Yeah. Apparently, it had enough cry out online that people actually reviewed this case.
What's a big
Stephen
TV
Avery is still in jail. The main guy is still, he's still trying to get this, but this was his nephew who was very slow and coerced, and he spent 9 years in jail. Yeah.
Tonight on TV, of course, the Olympics, track and field, and Bachelor in Paradise. If you need a little scandal on ABC.
It's 10 before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
With Uri Geller. Uri, in my mind, is one of the most inspirational people I've ever known in my life. Paranormalist, motivator, mind master, at his home in Israel. I've noticed something that I found interesting looking at news from Israel this week. A fellow apparently doesn't want God to answer his prayers, so he's filed a restraining order against God. The fellow's name is David Shoshan, appeared in a courtroom in Haifa demanding that God stop interfering in his life. I thought that was pretty
interesting. Well, Doug, you know, here in Israel, it's so easy to go to court. If I may, let me tell you a story that happened to me. When I created the next Uri Geller, and I'm talking about my television series,
right,
it was so successful. And, you know, the old saying, where there is a hit, there is a writ. So somebody actually went to court accusing me of stealing the idea out of his mind telepathically. Can you believe that?
What was the idea?
There were lawyers involved, and you know, they went along with this notion that, hey, if Uri Geller is telepathic, he could penetrate the guy's mind and steal the idea. But of course it didn't hold in court and it was thrown out. But you know, also in America, which is quite a litigious country,
that's
and
for
I
sure.
think you'll agree with me.
Yeah, I am.
It's so easy to take people to court and come up with crazy, crazy ideas. At the end of the day, there is a judge or there is a jury, and they decide. But I think that in the United States, the rules have been kind of tightened, and you can't just go to court on a frivolous matter. Am I correct, Doug?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are some interesting things. You're on synchronicity ground with me because I'm involved in the most major court case I've ever been involved in. I'm suing a bank. And in that, I find that the people were, my lawyer and I were talking about it yesterday because there was another session, another hearing, and yes. The guy who's working for the bank, the lawyer outright lies. He just tells, they put anything in, talk about overreaching. They have got all kinds of wild stuff in their claims against me to try to scare us away, and it's, but then my lawyer has to counter with, okay, here's the truth, this is the fact, but they're just throwing stuff against the wall to see if it sticks, and it's pretty damned outrageous.
Yeah, but it's not only that, it's not only to see if it sticks, it's draining your money.
Yeah, and my energy.
Are paid. Yeah, money and energy, because lawyers, very few lawyers today do things on pro bono or for free. But that's how it goes, and, you know, we've got to deal with the courts. But, you know, being a celebrity, Doug, freedom of information and the freedom to also say what you want about a celebrity is just open. You can call Hillary whatever you want to. You can call Donald Trump whatever you want to. They can't sue you because they are public figures. I wonder whether this case you have against the bank, do they consider you as a public personality, a celebrity?
No.
Or what?
No, they don't focus on what I do for a living at all. In fact, they kind of stay away from it, and I because it has nothing to do with what I do for a living. It's surely it's a fraud case, and the way that it's being handled, the thing that you'll find interesting about this, Ari, is that most of the people who are in these situations just go away. They give in, they give up, and the bank takes advantage of them. I'm not cut from that cloth, as you know, so I'm sticking to it until we get to the last hurrah. I'm not going to let these people get away with the stuff they got away with.
I will be sending you lots of positive energy so you will win.
Well, that's the thing. I've been also studying a lot about energy in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it is amazing what people don't know about the universe, what we, you know, what really happens with thoughts. It's more and more amazing, and even though I believe in it, and you've taught me a lot over the years when it comes to thoughts being things, it just is how the mind works is extraordinary, and people don't give themselves enough credit, or they don't give themselves enough leeway to use their mind to fix things. So I would suggest that those of you who want to figure out how to use your mind, go to Uri's website, URIGELLER.com, and learn how he can help you use your own mind. UriGeller.com. Uri, good as always to have a chat with you.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.